This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Now to the story of Verizon phone records being pulled by the government. Locations where calls were made, for instance, are being pulled, along with the duration of calls and other identifying data points, but not the content of the calls themselves. The Obama administration says the records are important for protecting the U.S. against terrorism. But here's a question. In the age of texting, are phone call records still all that valuable? Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
Benny Lagos is the chief strategy officer for Sestine, a company that specializes in cell phone forensics. I asked him, if you're a bad guy, is it better to text or call?
I'd rather not comment on that.
Lagos doesn't want to tip off the bad guys, but he did say the law enforcement and military officials Sestine works with focus a lot on texts.
Terrorists are given their directives via a text. So there's rarely, if ever, a voice command.
Assuming that the NSA is only going after phone records, isn't that a big handicap?
You may not have the smoking gun.
But Lagos says you can still get a lot of intelligence from tracking phone calls and collect enough circumstantial evidence to make an arrest. Mark Rumold is an attorney at the civil liberty group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
There's nothing in this order that appears to exclude text message metadata.
And he says if it does, another secret order might include it. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.